to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E cabinets.com. All right, up on the Facebook Live, Mike said it sounds like a Verizon commercial there, because you can hear us talking through the breaks if you're on Facebook Live. So we were trying to figure out why we couldn't hear Rich, and we were going back and forth. Can you hear me now?
And so yes, if you were on Facebook Live and it was annoying you, we apologize.
Yeah.
But we were just having an error.
I left him muted to remind you guys how important I am to the show.
We know how important you are. There you go. And then Mike also said they're putting a Portillo's in Tampa, because we were talking Portillo's during the break. So that's Portillo's. I think the people that bought them, they're spreading
the thing.
It out, right?
Portillo's, right, he sold, so now it's corporate. And that's why I said a lot of times they're going to grow the franchise or grow the business.
Right.
But a lot of times they start cost-cutting measures.
Yeah. So far, the quality of the food and service is all the same. So
no,
they've done.
Good.
They've
good,
done.
Good.
Oh, and Trixie's, Trixie's disagreeing. So
yeah, I have a friend here, a guy I know that has three beef joints now.
Yeah.
And they're all Chicago beef. He's actually called Beefstros. He's a friend of Portillo's. But he brings down the canola bread, the jardiniere, the Vienna beef hot dogs and that.
Yep.
So it's like going home when I go to his place, you know, for Italian beef. It's the real deal.
Right.
So it's awesome.
Excellent.
Anyway, enough said.
Enough said right there. Okay. Robbie, did you have an email or a question? You had
email.
You had some stuff you wanted to discuss.
What we have you? Email.
Yeah.
We get your email every day, and then I want Brandon to be here singing with me today during my song.
Why?
Because I like him.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure about that?
I am. I like him very much.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day.
Hello.
Hello.
I love your show.
Hello.
Whenever I can catch it.
Excellent.
Thanks, Eddie P.
Well, thank you.
We just noticed last week that we apparently have wasps in a section of our home soffits.
Excuse me.
Should have cleared my throat first. Or maybe it's the larabar I'm eating.
Or the banana.
Banana.
Uh-huh.
Banana.
Go ahead.
It appears that the soffit cover, wasn't cut long enough to extend to the fascia.
Fascia, yeah.
Thank you. And it left a gape.
Gape, a hole.
Where the bees are coming in and out of.
Uh-huh.
My question is,
well,
once...
is it bees or are they wasps? Make up your mind.
Well, the subject of the email is wasp and soffit.
Okay.
Yeah,
it
no,
says,
but you just referenced bees.
We just noticed last weekend that we apparently have wasps in a section of our home soffits. It appears that the soffit cover wasn't cut long enough to extend to the fascia.
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 And it left a gape where the bees are coming in and out of.
It says gap, by the way.
I'm reading it. How do you know what it
I
says?
I just responded to it.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, Rich. My question is, once we get rid of the bees, how easy is it to find the same soffit and replace it with the proper size, and how would I do that? Thanks, Eddie.
Uh-huh.
All right, now keep looking in your email because I think I hit reply all, so then you can read the answer.
Right.
Let me refresh.
I think I hit reply all. Sometimes I forget
you
to
did.
Do that.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's the answer?
Dear Eddie, most soffit panels are similar. 666 or 444 means nothing to me nor Eddie. Did I say that right? Nor instead of or?
It's the style of the panel.
Yeah, so that's how many ribs are in it. They're 4-inch ribs or 6-inch ribs. Most are 6-inch.
666 or 444
Correct.
Perforated for venting or solid.
Correct.
If the panel is short of the
fascia,
you should see a nail or staple at the front edge. If you drive it through, you should be able to simply pull the panel out.
It'll slide out. You pull the fascia wrapping off.
They're tongy and groove. I'm sorry. That's how he spelled it. He spelled it T-O-U-N-G-E.
Yeah, tongy.
Yeah, spell check wasn't working right. That's tongue.
Yeah. You can take them. You can then take it to supply houses to match.
Mm-hmm.
Hope it helps. Thanks for listening. Arr.
Triple R.
That's what it says, Brandon.
Triple R.
It says, R. What's a pirate's favorite letter? R. Personally, I think it's I. Eddie, does
this
help
you? She's just not right in that head.
Yeah, so if you can pop that one piece out, wait till it's cold. Like right now is a perfect day this morning to go do that because you can pull that panel out, drop that bees or wasp nest out of there, get it out because they're not going to be able to fly. It's too cold. Slide that panel out. Go over to ABC Supply. They're all over the place. They're all over Chicagoland area. It's a siding supply house. You can hand them that panel. Now, the problem is you're probably going to get a 10-foot piece of that.
10 or 12, right. You're not going to. But you can actually have them give you a cut off a 3-foot piece. Pay for the 12. It's not like it's super expensive.
Right.
And, you know, then you're on your way. But.
Take your, if you don't have a truck to throw it in, take your tin snips and just cut it into, like Rich said.
Manageable pieces.
Yep. And then just go ahead and just take that home and you're good to go. So, if it's.
Now, the thing I want to back up on is whether it's bees or wasps. If it's a bee's nest, I do not suggest trying to get rid of it yourself. You should call an exterminator because they have. Either you want to relocate the queen, because obviously the bees are kind of important.
Right.
Or you got to use that white powder, because if you just close them in, they chew through your drywall and they'll be in your house.
Yeah.
Where wasps, they're not that way. You can pretty much spray them with the wasp killer and you're done.
Well, you just knock the nest out. Because right now it's too cold. They're not going to fly. So this is a perfect time to get up there and just knock the nest out of the way.
I would agree.
So. But if you have honey dripping out of your soffit, then collect all the honey first.
Absolutely.
Because that's some good eating right there.
Yes, it is. Unfiltered fresh honey.
Yes. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And then save the honeycombs of beeswax and, you know, use it for nails, candles.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So on Twitter, we've got a couple people posting things. One, I don't know. I'll go on to Twitter, do you there, Rich?
Not much.
Okay. So on Twitter, Mimi from NARIGC.
I know Mimi from NARI.
Yeah. So Mimi posted, the NARI GC posted a picture of you handing me an award from 2013, Rich.
And it must be just before I left.
Yeah. It must have been, because we're wearing Hawaiian shirts, so it must have been the Christmas in
a holiday party at the where was it? That was in
something Bahama Breeze.
My brain is like Swiss cheese.
Isn't that like Bahama Breeze or something like that? Out in Schaumburg.
Yeah, up there.
Yeah,
Schaumburg. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, so that's where we are. We had our holiday party out there.
Nice.
So, yep, it's a picture of us both standing there. And I can only imagine Pastor T took that picture.
Of course.
So, also something else that happened is we posted a couple of pictures of an electrical job we ran into this week. It was knob and tube. Is that how you say that?
Knob and tube?
Yes. Yeah.
Knob and tube.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, if you're going to say Tuangi, then it might as well be knob and tube.
It's knob and tube. And I should bring some show and tell in on that sometime and show you the knobs and the tubes and how that all used to work. Anyway, so we did some testing on the outlets and everything was coming back grounded correctly. And so we opened them up, and what they did was connected the ground terminal to the neutral. So that,
oh, I saw those pictures.
And the entire building is knob and tube, and they did that to fool all the inspectors when the inspectors were coming through. So the home inspector would come through and test it. It was fine. Reality is, when you open it up, it wasn't fine. And they're into thousands of dollars of repairs now because of that sleight of hand, I guess you could say. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Hey, Rich.
Yes, sir.
If somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, where would they go? What could they do? How could they get it?
They could go to MightyHouse.net, and you click on the contacts page, and right there it says something like sign up for the newsletter. You click on that, fill out a couple of pieces of information, just your name and email address.
Okay.
And boom, done.
Boom, done, just like that?
Well, you got to click on submit.
Oh.
But, you know, and you can always unsubscribe, but there's no reason to. We just send out a little email, just says who's going to be on the show, a couple of giveaways that we may have, or some offers for like ISEA or for, you know, the, wow, just drew a blank on that one, sorry.
The Tesla?
SBAC.
SBAC.
No, the SBAC.
Yep.
You know, trying to help them raise a few bucks to help businesses in Illinois.
Right.
You know, so that's all. It's all on there.
And I was on the ISEA website checking out the Tesla. They're giving away a Model X, and that giveaway is in
my
December.
Tesla?
Yeah. That is, they're almost sold out. What, you had a number, you had like a number that they're only giving away.
She said they don't go in order, but they're selling 2,500 tickets, and I've got my three and 2,254.
Yeah.
So it might be less than 300 tickets left, or if they're random, there may be none.
Because I got tickets, too, and my numbers were in the 2,400, somewhere in there. So there,
yeah, I was way to the end.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that they're getting close to being sold out. So if you want those tickets, you have a chance to win. It's $100 for one ticket, and there's only 2,500 tickets being sold. So go to Illinois Solar.
Or you can get four for $300.
Correct. Illinois Solar,
which is your better bet?
I think so.
Four
for 300.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, here's the real deal, though.
Okay.
Is that you now have a 1 in 625 chance of winning?
Wow.
With four tickets, so yeah. I would just like to have. You know, I got them, and my wife says to me, "What the hell are you going to do in another car?"
Uh huh.
I'm like, get rid of yours.
Yep.
Because yours burns gas.
Right.
And this does not.
Yep.
So, no, I'd love to win that thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then somebody said, oh, but then you got to pay the tax on it.
Okay, so?
I'm like, all right, so I got a brand new Tesla X for $7,000-$8,000.
Right, yes.
Yeah. That's not a problem here.
Yeah, sign me up.
Sign me up. I'll take two.
Yeah. See, and then we get to, would get rid of the Volt and upgrade to the Model X. I mean, that there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing at all.
No, I got both. I got my fingers crossed, brother. And then the best part is I have to fly you down.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's right. You told me I don't need a charger. It comes with a cord.
Yeah, but I can put the outlet in for you.
Beautiful.
You need the 50-amp outlet.
Well, you know you'd have to run an extension cord from my electric panel through my attic into my garage.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then put a plug in.
Right. Yeah.
You're talking about the Tesla?
Yes.
Do you have any idea what kind of a car you can buy with that money?
Yeah, oh, sure, I know.
Like a real car?
It is a real car. It's got four wheels and does all kinds of cool stuff.
Hey, it's not a real car. It's got gull wing doors that'll open up within a foot of a car next to you, and you can still get in.
Yeah.
Because the doors don't swing open, they go up.
You can buy a Nissan GTR.
Why would you want a Nissan?
Okay, but the problem is the Tesla goes faster than that. It's 0 to 60, the Tesla is faster.
Yep.
So why would you want to do that?
Because it's
and it
a
makes
real
no
car.
Noise. It's freaky. No, the Tesla X is a pretty good size. It's a nice car.
Does Jerry Seinfeld own a Tesla X?
He might. I don't know.
Because I know he owns a Nissan GTR.
Okay. He owns a lot
buy
of cars.
A Nissan.
I don't know. Oh, you know, we should go to the phones. Jeff's been patiently waiting here. I just happened to look down. Hey, Jeff, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning, Rich, Ron, Robbie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Morning.
Enjoying Tesla talk?
Oh, yeah. So I'm buying my tickets next week.
If okay.
If I win the Tesla,
yeah,
I'm going to sell it and make a huge down payment on a brand new Dodge Demon SRT Hellcat. So that's what I'm doing.
Thank you.
Okay.
And it's an Alfa Romeo, by the way, not a Dodge.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, brother.
Yeah.
So now, just to get Brandon all up on tech talk,
uh-huh.
Rich, were you talking about automatic storage water heating devices, water heaters, or hot water heaters in your tip of the
No,
week?
Water heaters.
Water heaters.
Water heaters.
Uh-huh.
So these new water heaters, as a home inspector, what I see all the time, because they are bigger and taller, finding a lot of vents that are now pointed down instead of up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're throwing in, you know, homeowner Hank and water heaters. Dad goes by as the water heater. So instead of the vent going up to the chimney like it's supposed to, they're venting down and you're getting back venting on these, a lot of these new water heaters.
Oh, so because it's taller and the where the access point to go into the chimney is at a lower point, so now that actually goes downhill, the vent,
yes.
From the top of the water heater to where it ties into the chimney.
Finding that more commonly than I like to, because that's not a good thing.
Holy smokes. Never even thought about that. That's
then
tough.
What I find on the tankless ones, whether they're in the 80 or 90, most people, just because they sell them at the big box store doesn't mean dad can go put them in.
Well, especially the tankless, because the venting can be a little trickier.
Yeah, I have a 95% or almost 96% that I installed a few years back.
Uh-huh.
I had to get my gas meter upgraded because with it running in the 80,000 heater running and the gas dryer running,
uh-huh.
Everything was starving for gas.
Right.
Because it was only a 250 whatever gas meter. And my tankless, when it burns at 194,000 BTUs.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I install on most of ours.
Yeah. And then the other thing I'm finding with those is I found a few where they just tapped off a half-inch line when it's got a 3/4-inch gas line going into it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they sell fittings for that.
Yeah, they do, but you're restricting the amount of gas going into the... So, you know...
I know, so guess what? It burns lean, which creates a uneven flame and a higher temperature, and then the water heater only lasts 2-3 years, and then they go, oh, it's a piece of junk,
mm-hmm.
And right, and it's because of the install. See, yeah. Jeff, I'm lucky. I can tell you because I spec these on all of my houses, and the houses are, you know, wide. So I put one on each end of the house. I put a 3/4-inch recirculating loop in and a cold water line that goes across the house, and that's just for pressure balancing. But what's really great is because we don't get freezing down here, I buy the Navien 240As. I just hang them on the outside of the house.
Yeah, well,
no venting. They direct vent. I literally just hang them on the outside of the house.
I did an inspection on a commercial residential property a week ago, and I'm looking behind this old ancient heater, and there's a old 40-gallon water heater. And over in the corner behind the heater, I spy this piece of white metal. I go, what the heck? And I looked at
the owner.
I said, is that a tankless water heater behind there? He goes, yeah, that's just for the bathroom on the other side. I said, great.
Amazing.
I said, it doesn't appear to be installed anywhere near properly. So.
Holy smokes.
Not unusual.
So like I said, if you're buying a flipped house, please look at all that stuff.
Yep. Get a good home inspection.
Good home inspection if you're buying a flipped house, because what you're buying is pig with makeup.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it looks like kind of big.
Yeah, and what's the website if somebody wants a home inspection?
HomesteadInspectionsLLC.com or NachiChicago.org will get you a whole bunch of home inspectors for the entire Chicagoland area.
NACHI?
Chicago?
Yes,
Chicago.org.
.org or HomesteadInspections.com.
Yeah, that's mine.
There you go.
A little selfless nice. Plug.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Have we'll send you the invoice.
All right. Bye. Later.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye. There you go.
Okay. Is this the right thing? Did I plug this in right?
I don't know. What'd you do?
I plugged in so you can hear music.
Now what are you going to do?
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
You know, the Tesla tops out at 130 miles an hour.
Right.
So does my girlfriend's Cavalier.
Okay. Where are you going to do 130?
Never been on 294.
The track in Sebring.
Jack and Sebring. Yeah.
When I was still driving,
and if you're in the Chicagoland area, you can get a special invite and go to the Autobahn in Joliet.
Uh huh.
When I was still allowed to drive, I can go a lot faster than 130 on 294.
Okay.
When you used to be able to drive,
can you hear this or no?
No.
How do I get it on?
Because I got to do this. I think.
Then I gotta.
No, you're not plugged in.
What am I plugged into here?
I don't know. I don't know what you plugged into. What are you doing?
Rich keeps saying
why don't you do that stuff during the breaks? Why do you have to do that during...
Because you say what? Things. Showtime. You say things and then I have to do it right away.
You have to do it right away?
Where?
I don't know what you're doing.
Once before you gave me this and you said, yeah. Plug it into my computer.
Right. Why are we listening to it?
Because Rich keeps saying it's not unusual.
Right. Okay.
So I have to play the Tom Jones song. Brandon...
Well, that's something you just get in a drop then.
Or last week's. Which would you prefer?
Neither. Okay.
Sorry.
Good.
Okay.
Can you
I'm just going to do like they do at most public venues.
What's that?
Please move along. Please move along.
Go ahead. You got to move along all you want.
We got to figure out where you got to plug that in there. You're not plugging it into the right spot then, maybe.
Move along.
There's a headphone jack. Do you see that?
That's what I plugged it into.
But it's not.
No, that's probably the microphone jack.
There's microphone. It looks about the same.
Jack.
Oh, this shows a little headphone on there.
Well, then plug it in there.
That's all right. Move along, right, Rich? Move along. Move along. Go ahead. Move along, Rich.
Yes, please move along.
When you plug it into there, if it's
full.
When you plug it in there correctly,
full.
Your computer wouldn't be playing it through its own speakers. So.
No, it doesn't matter.
Push it in all the way.
I don't know. We'll try it during the break. How's that? We'll get it fixed. But by then, it'll all be over and won't matter.
That's why it had to be done.
Right
now.
This
is the beautiful thing about live radio. None of it matters.
Yes, exactly. So
that's the other thing about my chosen career I love.
Yes.
People are like, I didn't get to that. Is it going to be okay? I go, yes, it's construction, not brain surgery. Nobody's going to die. You know what I mean? If you're a doctor, you can't really put off the thing. You know, the guy's bleeding. Well, I'll see you on Monday. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
like I didn't get that door ordered. It's not the end of the world. We'll do it Monday.
Exactly. Excellent. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more riveting home improvement
talk
right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. If you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. So, with that... let's see, what else we got going? Oh, so there must be issue with that.
That's all right. One thing you had mentioned during the break. awesome. Turn it up. Turn it up.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual.
If you're watching on Facebook, you can,
with anyone. Can they hear
see
this?
Robbie. Oh, yeah, they can hear it. And see Robbie dancing away. With anyone.
It's not
unusual. Thank you.
You
just
better?
Are my BFF.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Brandon.
I don't want anything. So Rich says that all the time. It's not unusual. It's not unusual.
Yeah.
And so we just had to play that because okay. It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
I'll have to edit that down some.
Okay. So.
So.
You were saying about the break about something was stolen.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah, 2009 Peterbilt tractor.
And as I
in the Miami area, and it just, you know, it's a bright red Peterbilt, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they kind of stand out. I don't know why the police can never find these things, whatever, but
right.
And I really don't know why they wouldn't have a load jack on it.
Well, that's a pretty big piece of equipment.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You just throw something in your truck, right? It's like you can find your damn iPhone with an app. You'd think you could find your truck with an app.
Well, yeah, because those are also like set up with GPS and stuff so that way
exactly.
They can be tracking. So they might have GPS tracking on it.
Right.
But I guess if you maybe know how to turn that off, then that's an option.
No, because I actually like even the GM products. I mean, you can actually control some of the stuff with your phone. It'll locate it, and you can turn off the ignition, lock the cars, and trap the idiot that
right.
stole it in the car, which is my favorite thing.
Yep.
So what I was going to add to that is every once in a while we have the BBB, the Better Business Bureau, uh-huh. talking about scams. So I want to talk mm-hmm. about two things. One just came up on our neighborhood, my neighborhood website email thing, that there is a couple in the neighborhood posing as a happily married family with a baby carriage.
Uh-huh.
And they go up to the house, take the package, put it in the baby carriage. And
keep going?
Keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you got to get the new Amazon service where they just put the package in your house for you.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. No. Mr. Conspiracy Theorist, go ahead, Brandon. Tell us. What happens?
That you give them permission to go into your house.
Yes.
And walk into some guy wearing your panties on his head. And
how did you go from that to that?
I know people.
You know people who walk around with your panties on their head?
No, I'm in the business of...
I don't even know why Brandon has panties.
Yeah, Brandon has panties. Notice he didn't...
He didn't deny it.
He didn't dispute that he has panties.
So, the only thing is, if your house has, like, a multifamily or whatever, where you have a vestibule,
mm-hmm.
where you can leave the inside door locked, and which most Chicago homes should have a dual-door system like that as an airlock to keep the cold air out...
Yep.
Then you could actually have them place it in your vestibule, and that's not so bad. But mm-hmm. I agree, Brandon. I would not give somebody access to my house like that, even if he's just going to throw it around the door and walk out. That's just nuts.
Okay, so now here's our new invention we need to come up with. You know how you have the cooler that sits out there for the milkman when he comes by,
mm-hmm.
and it could put the milk in your milk cooler?
Oh, sure.
So now
a lockbox.
So now we come up with a lockbox, you know, for your packages so that the FedEx guy or... Amazon or your UPS guy. Can
well, yeah,
because
that's the whole problem. Is the damn porch pirates?
Yes.
You know,
that
and me personally, I think
right.
if you can actually have all that on there, I would just assume have you know something that has a bullet in it and you know have it on the camera and you can track it. Just
mm-hmm.
you know, knock them off, get them in the leg. I don't know.
Brandon's taking right. pictures of us.
No, he's texting.
No, I'm texting.
I know.
You shouldn't text and fly the radio station at the same time. That's dangerous.
It's worked this far, so far.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. So then there's another scam that maybe
and
people
then?
Yeah.
aren't aware of.
Yeah.
Have any of you been getting a whole lot of like scam phone calls on your cell phone and it's like 312 or 773, whatever. And then mm-hmm. the next three digits, what do you call those? Next three digits?
Exchange.
Your exchange
mm-hmm.
looks identical
yeah,
to
code
your
exchange and number.
The exchange looks identical to your cell phone.
Okay.
Has this happened to any of you? Thank you,
Trixie.
Yes.
Trixie's going to
okay,
play
so
a little
bit. Okay, so my number is 773-844,
yeah.
blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And I've lately, over the past month, been getting a million calls from 773-844, blah, 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 blah.
Why don't you just block the number?
Because it's all different.
It's random.
I get like calls every day. So what had happened is scammers are now doing this to people so that you'll pick up the phone because it looks like somebody you know.
Local.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks local. It looks like, you know, a lot of people, like I have a couple phones for nieces and nephews, and we have the same exchange.
Right.
So you pick it up thinking it's somebody you know. I don't know how they do this, Brandon, because you are one of the smartest people I know in the whole world. Maybe you know how they're doing this. But anyway, it's a scam. So you think, oh my gosh, this is somebody I know, and you pick up the phone.
Yep.
How are they doing this?
Just use an auto dialer and a number spoof.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know he knew he would know.
So here's what you do. If the number pops up on your phone and it doesn't tell you who it is because they're not in your contact manager, just hit end. Hang up on it.
No, just let it ring out. If you hit end, they know someone has the phone number.
Okay, there you go. That too. That too. Just let it ring out and go to voicemail, because they'll leave. If it's somebody you know, they're going to leave you a voicemail. If it's a scammer, then they're not going to call you back anyway.
If it's someone you know, they'll send you a text message.
Yeah.
I'm just pointing out that it's happening a lot to
you.
A
know
lot
what we
of
could
people.
Do? We could have like the federal government start like a do not call list or something like
that. Oh,
wouldn't that be cool?
Geez.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. And then we could have them set up something where we could all get new cars. And then after they nail that, we can have them run health care.
Uh-huh. That's good too. I'm down.
Hey, I love the fact that the VA still hasn't responded to a claim I made 7 years ago.
Yeah.
That's all right. You're young. You'll outlive the response.
Yeah.
Anywho, I was just saying that it's a scam out there, and if people are wondering, that's what's happening.
Yep. I just, if it doesn't pop up that you're in my contact list, I don't even answer it. I just let it go.
I agree with you 100%, Ron. And if it was somebody that was legitimately trying to get a hold of me, as Brandon said, they'll leave a voicemail or send me a text.
Yep.
Now, I do call porting. So I still have my phone number I had when I was in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But I have it on a local phone down here. So it goes through the system and it rings on this phone,
right,
even though it's my 708 number from Chicago.
Right.
Well, Southside, excuse me, somebody in Chicago is going, we don't have 708.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it comes there. So when I see 708s and 312s, I already know it's BS.
Right.
So, like Brandon said, just let them ring out. And I never thought about that, though, Brandon. You're right. If you answer it or turn it off, then they know they got a legit number, and it probably stores that, huh?
Yep. And then they're going to sell that
number. Yeah, so just let it ring out, and then maybe it drops from the list.
Well, I should have done that the very first time, but the very first time you answer.
Oh, now we got to play the Madonna song?
Brandon's even rolling his eyes on that one, Rich. You know.
Come on, my memory is so bad, I can't believe I came up with her name.
Yeah.
When I was playing that game a minute ago, you said, move along, move along. This is bad radio. Move along, move along. But now it's
That's
okay?
Because
right. You're a man?
Nope, it's because you went there, really?
Yeah. Hey, you know, we should talk about bathrooms. Maybe we talk about new retrofit. What are you putting in bathrooms today, Rich, that's current? Because I don't. We've had a rash of bathrooms, and we're putting a lot of higher-end kind of things with the rain heads and the temperature control stuff.
Well, have you used or looked into the Kohler DTV Plus system?
No, we haven't had an opportunity.
See, now most people aren't even aware of it. So if you want a shower with a shower, a handheld, rain head, and three body sprays, you're going to need a number of valves and diverter valves, right?
Yes.
So you're going to have this wall clutter.
Yes.
Kohler makes a DTV Plus system, which is a six-valve body, a controller, and you can actually plug it to the internet. All you have in your shower is a small digital display that you set up to six showering scenes or six people with temperature, how you want the body sprays to go up and down, left and right, rain head, whatever. It's less than $3,000. You're spending that much on valves and labor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, putting
Look
all together.
Look it up, Kohler DTV Plus. Dude, I put them in every one of my master showers, and it blows everybody away.
Yes. Yeah, and it's an excellent way to go.
Can you just make showers that
get you wet?
6 foot four people can use?
Yes. Yeah, and that's,
yes, I do, because our ceiling heights are 12
off,
to 14
right?
foot. I have to put down rods on the rain head so the water's not ice cold when it hits you.
Yeah. So, and the other thing that Kohler recently came up with now too is if you can't afford to change all that, but that shower head's too low, they now have the a bar that you mount on there that you can connect the rain head to, and now you have like basically like a handheld, but it slides up and down. So now you can raise that up on the rod that you hang on the wall, and then it just connects to a hose, and now you've got that adjustability again.
Yeah, but I could also just get a bucket and pour it over my head.
Sure, you could. But
that's been done, ice bucket challenge. That's over.
So it's one way around it. You can always just hook up a handheld, put the bar on the shower valve wall, so that way you can raise it up higher without having to bust the wall open and move everything. So raising the shower heads is another one. Zero clearance for your shower base, where it goes from the bathroom floor straight into the shower.
Zero barrier.
So you don't have to step over a threshold. And that's good for
universal design, accessibility.
Right.
See, and down here, I don't know whoever started it, but the standard here is a 4-inch step down into a shower.
Really?
Yeah, which is like so stupid.
What? Yeah. Because you don't want to step down into anything.
Especially accessibility reasons. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I'm like, why are we doing this?
And what was the answer?
Because that's how we do it.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how their dad did it. I'm like, all right, hit yourself in the finger with a hammer. How's that feel? I'm sure your dad's done that too.
Wow.
All right.
Move forward.
We'll be back in a few minutes with some more emails and other fun stuff right after this. What's next in indoor plumbing? We'll talk about that, Bob, next. We'll be right back.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check him out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Hey, Aaron, it's 6:45 in the morning out there in Vegas. You're in Vegas. You shouldn't have even gone to bed yet. Okay? So that's what I'm saying. So anyway, if you were listening there through the break on Facebook Live, Aaron and Igor from the Mister's Floor are out in Vegas. So, I would think. Do you think Igor's even been to bed yet? He's probably still down in the casino somewhere.
Well,
right?
If Felix isn't there, then.
Oh yeah, he's the party animal. There.
Yeah, then maybe what I was going to talk about isn't right.
Oh, okay.
Dude, it's 6:45, dude.
No, it's not. It's 9:00.
Well, I was just going to give a little shout out to Team USA Handball.
Yeah.
And I know that Felix, Mr. Floor, Mr. Floor, is very involved in it. And it's at Northeastern Illinois University this weekend in Chicago, which it's actually like Peterson and Pulaski area, which is also where the Restore is. But the man who came up with Mr. Floor runs the handball tournament every year at Northeastern, and it's going on right now. It's kind of like professional handball, and anybody who wants to go out can go watch it. It's amazing to see if you've never seen handball. So that's going on right now. But Mr. Floor is usually there, but if he's in Vegas, I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah.
So I was just going to give a shout out. Team USA handball tournament is going on, and Mr. Floor is usually a part of it. So.
Okay. Are we ready for the
clutter clarity thing
segment?
It's not unusual. Yes.
Rock and roll!
You have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Sorry.
Lord, help me get away.
I wanted Brandon to sing and he left.
That's why he left.
Only you can save me now from this misery.
Oh, he's back. Sing with us.
I've been lost in my own place and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
Hey, Robbie.
Felix retired it from it last year. But it's going on now. Okay, so the big handball tournament is going on at Northeastern Illinois University. Team USA Handball. And Felix, Mr. Floor,
yep.
The Mr. Floor, retired from it last year. I was going to go see him. So I guess if I want to go see him, Aaron.
You got to go to Vegas.
Just send me a ticket at the counter. I'll just go pick it up. I was really looking for, I have it on my calendar to go to the tournament Sunday so that I could see Felix and give him a hug.
Sunday.
And at 1 o'clock, we have a drink.
There you go.
So, sorry, Aaron. Now we're going to have to get back to talking about Clutter Clarity. And what's coming up on Tuesday?
I don't know.
November 1st.
Tuesday?
Is that? Oh, no. Tuesday
is... Oh, that's
the 31st. Halloween.
Ooh, it's Creepy Kid Day.
It is Creepy Kid Day. Okay, and what do you do with all the creepy leftovers?
The creepy kid.
You could eat it. You could eat it.
Eat it.
But
eat it.
If you decide you don't want to eat it because it's taking up too much room in your house.
In your belly?
In your belly, and there's a lot of clutter. We're trying to connect this with clutter, but you
okay.
know,
all
anyway.
Right.
So you have too much
You're
candy.
Drawing a big circle around it, aren't you?
Yes. So anyway, it's a good thing. A lot of people now are collecting leftover candy. So we were going
for,
to
what do you do? You just...
I will tell you right now. For example, Gentle Family Dentistry of Naperville. They've been doing this for many, many years.
Okay.
They collect Halloween candy. They will collect and send the candy plus toothbrushes and toothpaste to a distribution center. From there, it goes to the troops. And to some disaster areas.
Okay.
So what they do is the candy is given to the troops and they share it with kids overseas to establish relations with the troops. Isn't that kind of nice?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And they also give it to children close to home who have lost everything and can use a smile. So Gentle Family Dentistry of Naperville, if you go in there between November 1st and November 13, they will accept your candy and then they will send it on. So... I do have an assistant. Now, Clutter Clarity does have an assistant.
Oh, we do?
Seriously? When did you increase your budget?
If my assistant is listening,
yeah.
I apologize.
He, she?
She.
Okay.
For the rudeness, but my assistant put this list together for
really?
Me.
Really? You talk all the way through my segment, now all of a sudden I'm rude? Nice.
Anyway.
Whatever.
So my assistant... said, well, you should find a local Evanston dentist and talk about the local Evanston dentist.
Right.
So I did send them a note on Facebook, haven't heard back, but Stevens Dentistry,
yeah,
they are in Evanston at 1560 Sherman Avenue, Suite 807. They're doing their first ever candy buyback.
Candy
event.
Buyback.
Candy buyback. So what they're doing is they're inviting kids of all ages to join them. You bring in your leftover Halloween candy, and they will give you a dollar for every pound of candy up to 5 pounds.
Okay.
So then you can enter your name for some great raffle prizes. You will get your own fun-filled goodie bag. Bring a friend. All candy will be sent to the troops overseas, as well as toothbrushes and toothpaste will also be sent.
Okay.
And I apologize because...
Well, you know...
Oh, here we go. Go ahead.
What were you going to say? isn't it becoming more and more common to be handing out healthy items instead of, you know, you're instead of giving out, you know, cans of
chickpeas, you know.
Can of corn.
Go out and make some hummus, kid. Have some chips, pita chips.
Well, no, you don't want to give them weapons.
It's not as rare, but it's still probably what? Half of a percentage of people. So let me just tell you about Stevens Dentistry really quick.
Yep.
Because it's on November 6th from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. is when you can go to their office.
Okay.
And the buyback will happen. And again,
I only gave you 5 cents on a dollar.
Yeah.
They will give you a dollar for every pound of candy. Right. And you get into a raffle for free kids' meals from some of their local sponsors. And then they are partnering with Operation Gratitude, who will send the candy overseas to the troops. And they do the same thing. They use it as a peaceful communication with the local kids in the village. Okay. And they're teaming up with the Crest and Colgate. So the other thing I was going to say is you can go. There are many, many other places. You can maybe call your dentist, Growing Smiles in Lakeview, Dentistry for Kids on Peterson. Wow. So if you're going to go to the Restore, wake up, Brandon. If you're going to go to the Restore on Peterson Pulaski, you're going to go to the handball tournament, and then you can go to Dentistry for Kids on Peterson. You can go to all those places. But number one thing I want to say, bring it to the radio station, and we will get it to one of these local dentists. Bring it to the radio station. What's our address?
Give it to Brandon.
What's our address?
2100 Lee Street.
2100 Lee Street. Drop it off.
Give it to Brandon.
Up through Saturday.